for people that don't know, mm-hmm. if you've never known a rapper, a freestyler,
mm-hmm.
or dated a freestyle, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. it is so annoying.
You just do it all day.
Yes. Yeah. You need to do it every day, all day.
Every day.
You have to do it every day.
Yeah.
If not, it goes away, right?
It literally does.
Tebow chop sample, I ramble on beat. Scramble like egg whites for the off-white. Gotta be pristine, my Virgil Abloh, T in my humble abode. I need some black on fitted clothes, still with Kenneth Cole. God bless Kenny Soul. Kept pop alive long enough to see 95.
Vocalo Radio, Chicago's only urban alternative, 91.1 FM. In the studio with us, we have a special artist, special guest. You just heard that song, Roses, by him. We have Cassius Tay. Hello.
Yeah. How you feeling?
Oh, there's your claps. There, I got some applause.
That's fire.
I got some applause going for you.
That's fire.
How are you feeling today?
Honestly, in the moment, for real. Just like very blessed to just be present in the moment and just like here. You know, that's like the main thing for me right now.
And we have you in studio. I mean, you know, here on Vocalo, we like to tell you all the good shows coming up, mm-hmm. all the good festivals. We're going to talk about that. But we just played your song, Roses.
Yeah.
And when I was putting in the system, I saw it was released in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And when you were listening to it in the studio,
mm-hmm.
you're like, oh, it's crazy to hear things you made. And it teleports you to that time when you made the song, right?
Yeah. And I think it also teleports you to like a time where like you was in life thinking about all of the things that you wanted to do, and then like everything that you're doing now is just kind of just like, man, we've been caught up, you know? And I think that's something I was like very grateful for, just kind of just always having like the foresight of like whatever's happening in the moment. There's like a lot of things like in the future that'll propel you, you know what I'm saying, to a further spot. Just believe and trust and it's gonna happen, and it will.
Do you feel like you're in a better spot today than you were then?
Oh my God. Like,
I mean, 2020 was rough.
It was rough for sure. You know what I'm saying? But I think even like, aside from the pandemic, I think mentally just like my just outlook, I think like it was so easy to just think very closed-minded. The world wasn't that big because I wasn't making it that big. Now mm-hmm. I just feel like anything could be mine right now, you know what I'm saying? And for anybody else as well that I like love and care for and support, I feel like the opportunities is endless. So I think that's like the main thing, for real.
You said something in that song, and I caught it because I heard Will.i.am say it one time,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and ever since then I've been obsessed with it. You said student of life.
Yeah.
And I just love that. I love that term mm-hmm. so much.
Yeah.
Because you could literally, there's so many things you could do today. Like new skills, new hobbies. There's so, like, I was looking at classes on how to build, like woodworking classes, how to build speakers.
Oh my God,
I was
like,
there's just so much you could learn. Like, and you could, like, truly, like, I tell that to myself all the time. Like, mm-hmm. I really believe I'm a student of life, you know?
Yeah. I think like that's probably like the most exciting part about what I was thinking about back then when I was saying like I was very closed-minded. I think like, or like one-track minded. I think I didn't really think about the idea of you have more time than you think. You just got to make the time for what you want. And a lot of times we would look at stuff on the internet like, oh, I wish I could do that, and it's like a fleeting thought. But then one day I was like, well, what if I actually did it, you know? Like things outside of music. I think doing things in life helps you like learn things that you may discover within yourself, you know what I'm saying? That are like always poured back into what you are like mainly doing.
Because it's all holistic.
It's very holistic.
It's like at the end, everything comes together.
And it's always like going to be a part of you for real, mm-hmm. you know, like always. So, yeah. And I just like the growth of like just trying new things for real.
And speaking of new things, new mm-hmm. year, right? You mm-hmm. said you have good feelings about this year.
Yeah.
You're kicking it off with a bang. And mm-hmm. I feel like you're very excited about this show.
I am.
Because it's all over your social media.
It is, yeah.
What date's the show? I mean, it was everywhere.
For sure. January 19th, you know, we live at Shubas. We going crazy. Very, like, fortunate and blessed for the opportunity, mainly because, like, a lot of times, like, when you put out an album as an artist, you so focused on the rollout. And a lot of times, like, you just lose gas for, like, the post-rollout. And I think me focusing a lot of attention on a show to showcase, like, how the album would sound and be performed is, like, what I'm most excited about before we even get into what does a video look like or what is mm-hmm. these other things. It's kind of like, you know, let's just, you know, see what the people think of it in a more, like, in-person environment before just, like, go experience this through the internet. It's like, come outside for real. So yeah,
I was telling this we had Sanite here yesterday,
mm-hmm.
She's doing a show tomorrow over at Space in Evanston,
yeah,
and she's performing music she's never performed before. Yeah. People haven't heard. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's like comedians do it. You know, they try out the new jokes and you see which ones hit a little bit more, which ones, how the crowd reacts.
Yeah.
And it's the same for music, right? You're going to see which ones people vibe with more.
Yeah, that happened like on my album, Moments and Desires. So like the concept has been like going for a long time. So I remember like performing a lot of unreleased songs for about like 4 years. And I was just see like, okay, if the crowd reacts to this song a certain way, I'm going to hold it for the album. If not, I'm going to just release it as a single. So I think, like, I definitely got used to performing songs, even in, like, the most embryonic stage of, like, well, this is what I thought it should sound like. Now that we performed it, can we just change it entirely, you know? So I think it's very important to just perform songs, put them in, like, a tester stage. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people who make apps and websites, they go through beta stages. I feel like your songs could do the same. It's a product at the end of the day. So, yeah.
And this is part, your show at Shuba's on Sunday. It's part of the TNK Festival.
Yeah.
Who else is on the lineup? So it's a bunch, because I'm just, Morgan was just telling me about this. It's at a bunch of different places around the city,
right? Yeah, so I'm just not getting hip to it. So, like, every year of what I was told, like, the Chicago venues partaking, like, hosting, like, a festival throughout the week, and they just go to different places, whether, like, it's Metro or Shuba's or I don't know who else is involved, maybe Lincoln Hall, and... they just, it's just like a week of just shows for real. And I'm just like fortunate to be like the last stop. And, right now, you know, on my show, I have, Sharon Olivia and I got Kay Marie. I think it was very important for me to have like women open for me because, me having that selection was important because I really,
I got to pick,
which is fire. Cause you know, women,
that doesn't always happen. Yeah.
It doesn't always happen. And I feel like women have supported me the most throughout like my career. So I just wanted to be like, yo, how about I just, if I got the opportunity to give, you know, saying women a stage, and I will, you know, it was a couple rap artists that was thrown my way, and I was like, man, like, I'd rather just do, like, just the vibes, you know what I'm saying? And then let me just get on stage, and we just be turnt for real, and just have an amazing time.
I feel that. Shout out to you. That's super dope. And so these are, because I feel like Chicago artists have special relationships with each other. You know, everyone's on each other's music. Sometimes I'll get like six songs in a month. And like there'll be one person featured everywhere. I'm like, how do you guys all know each other?
Sometimes it just come down to like you know, like sometimes people be throwing like these shows where like money is kind of like the goal. So it's like we're gonna throw as many artists on the bill to get people to come out and see everybody. So when you in them green rooms with like 20 artists, you just sitting there just talking to everybody for real. And you learn in like a very like deep environment who you can like click with for real. And I think like those shows, you do enough of them and then, you know, you start going to the shows where it's less acts. It's not 20, it's 10. And then maybe it's five and then it's just y'all three. And then that relationship and trust of seeing somebody perform multiple times or being in the studio, or just knowing what they got going on outside of music, I think it just starts from being in, like, a big environment, and they getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. And you just find, like, that show person for real that you link with.
Do you have any pre-show rituals? Some people like to turn up. Some people like to meditate. Some people like, you know.
Yeah, I think my biggest pre-show ritual is to always pray. But I think like the things that I say within prayer, I always thank God for like getting me to this point. I always thank God for like the lyrics that he gave me. I thank him for like everybody that's in the crowd, whatever they went through to get here. I appreciate them for just being in the moment, being present. I just tell him to like, you know, allow me to remember every lyric, every note, every hit, every break. And you know what I'm saying, whatever happens, if I don't, I just know that it's in the moment and it's in your hands, and whatever's meant to be is gonna happen. So that's my only pre-show ritual, to just say like a list of those kind of things, you know, like, but anything else for real, I be chilling. I don't be turnt. Like, people just be like, coming up to you like, oh my God, are you excited? Are you excited? I be very reserved in my energy because I'm like, yeah, I am. But like, I just want to just, I'm going to be turnt when I get on stage. Like, everything that you feel for me, you ever seen a Black Panther for real? Like, when he was getting hit, his suit was charging up. When everybody's excited for you, I just take in that energy. I don't give it out in that instant. It's just like, yeah, just I'm just taking it in. I'm just allowing it to just, you know what I'm saying, feed me, and then I give it back. So
that's you save it for the moment.
Save it for the moment.
Save the energy for the stage.
Yeah, for the stage, for real.
And so when you are going to play Shuba's, what time are you going on this Sunday?
I should be on like tentatively like 9:45.
Okay. Yeah. How many songs are we expected here? Is it gonna be all off the new album or some old stuff in there?
Majority off the album. Majority of all of them for sure. It should be like 15 songs in the set. Some will be like interlude pieces as well. I think like that was one of my favorite parts about the album that I made was like...
I was going to say that some of the interludes were nice.
Yeah. I think like just incorporating that as like talk breaks and stuff like that, or just like, you know, a music bed for me to just, you know, see how the crowd feeling. So yeah, that's like the main thing for real.
There was one, which one was it? Is it Desires for Fame? Is that one?
She's like cussing on the mic and stuff like that.
Was that like taken audio or you had someone record that?
This is how that happened, right? I was on the block and one of my homies on the block was just telling a story about how somebody at her job has her same name. And she was just going off mad that like somebody else did something that got them in trouble, but the lady thought that she was the one that did it.
Oh.
And so I kind of just took it as like, man, like, no matter where I'm at in life, y'all know who I am. Don't act like I'm not who I am. And I just kind of just took, like, a 11-minute rant and just found, like, the best moments and just and put
no,
it on the
I
album.
No, I know who I was like, is she yelling at you?
Nah,
like,
she was just venting for real. It was just hilarious for real. Yeah, we just on the steps. And it was just like, she just came. It was kind of like on Friday, like when Craig got fired for real. That was really the energy, and I just recorded it.
It's so funny that's about work now. Because I literally thought someone was just reading, like, whoever they were dating. That's what it sounded like.
It was about work, for real. That's what it was. Like, the whole skit is, like, hilarious. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do with the rest of it, but, yeah. I might sprinkle it in, like, each project, for real.
That's so funny. Yeah. I mean, that was great to listen to.
Yeah.
I would have to say, one of my favorite tracks I enjoyed listening to off the new album, Moments and Desire. Mm-hmm. First of all, why'd you name the album Moments and Desire?
Yeah, so Moments and Desire stems from a time in life where, like, I was living in a moment where I didn't like where I was at. And then the biggest thing that kept my, like, motivation, my self-esteem and belief in myself high was just desiring to be in another place. So I would think about the times of, like, me being on stage or me being famous, or I think about the times of me being with, like, this woman, or I think about the times of me having money and having more of it. And then I was like experiencing all of these things in life and, like, you know, like medium doses. And I just realized like the only thing I desired was peace. So that's kind of like, that's the culmination of the concept of the album. And that's why the album is named Moments in Desire.
I really, my favorite track is Candy Rain.
That's the one.
I was going to say like this. I mean, because Candy Rain, it's like an iconic song in like R&B history.
So when I saw
it had the same name, I was like, but it was good. I was like, at least it's a good song.
Yeah.
Who's this on it? Daniel Hex?
Yeah, Daniel Hex. Yeah.
Fire.
Amazing.
So fire.
Amazing. He's on Desires Interlude and he's on Candy Rain. He done on my song Late Night Phone Calls. He does like background vocals on there too. Mm. But he's like one of my favorite artists to like collaborate with. We got probably like 10 songs or something like that. And it was just like, it was the best
three. You guys sound fire together.
Yeah. Because
at first I thought it was you singing. I wish.
If I could sing, oh my God.
I was like, don't let me know he can sing like that.
No. I wish I could sing like that. But nah, bro, he definitely, he had the vocals that day. It just went crazy. So yeah.
And how long have you been working on these tracks? Because there's a good amount of tracks. How many are on here?
15. Yeah. So the album itself, I would say like 4 years, then a hard drive crash. So I put out Alone in Blue Hour, which is the project before.
Your hard drive crashed.
Yeah. So
you said that like it was nothing. That's something that takes you out. That's like soul sucking.
Listen to me.
You said that like my stomach dropped. Like,
nah, because I had went through a very depressive period because of it. So it was kind of like to come to be at this point. I kind of got to a point where it's like you know, you like when you look up 10 years from now, is you gonna be upset that you let that stop you? That's what really got me to be like, nah, I'm about to just go do it again. So honestly, it took 4 years, but the majority of the album is like within a 2-year time frame. So, and then I would say probably like 3 songs on the album happened within like the summer. So, yeah.
Dope. I was going to ask you. So, I see like online on YouTube and stuff. There's a lot of videos of you freestyling.
Yeah.
Do you really, is that like a passion, like passions? Like
I love doing that for real. I think, honestly, so the way music works for me, right, which is kind of like within the album as well, I feel like I have a lot of different responsibilities as an artist that I've kind of like put on myself through showcasing different abilities. So the first one is just kind of like, you know what I'm saying, freestyling. That ability is showing like the pen. Then the next ability is like making songs for women. That's something I feel like is very important to me. And then because I do so many shows, making songs for people to just kind of be turned to, have fun with, or that's like chant like. But within the album, I tried to showcase that in different sectors. And I think whenever I get the opportunity to just rap, I'm going to always do it because I think that's what really got me the most known. So I think I would never like lose that part of anything. So, yeah.
And I just like to, like, I wanted to ask you because for people that don't know, if you've never known a rapper, a freestyler, or dated a freestyle, it is so annoying.
You just do it all day.
Yes. Yeah. You need to do it every day, all day.
Every day.
You have to do it every day.
Yeah.
If not, it goes away,
It literally does. Because it's kind of like, you will always know how to rap. You always know cadence, but you may sometimes like forget how to be confident in it. Because it's sometimes like when you freestyle, the biggest worry is people's first thought, what am I going to say? One or two, am I going to mess up? When you don't care about those two things, it just, freestyling comes as easy as it is as me talking to you for real. So, yeah. It's like second nature at this point for real.
So, like, every day, like, in your car, or where do you,
like, why not? Like if I'm just, like, driving somewhere, I may not put on a beat, or I may put on a beat, I'm rapping, or walking around the crib, not like loudly though, just to myself, voice memo and things. Like a lot of the songs on the album have no lyrics. That was the hardest part about submitting the album, like all of the paperwork. And one of the main things that I had to do at the end was submit lyrics. And I had to look at songs like Candy Rain. No, I wrote Candy Rain. Like Late Night Phone Calls, One Time, Pushing, The Giver, God Is Crying. It's like so many songs that was just freestyles, like recorded in a moment. And I would just tell my engineer, just don't, you know, stop recording me. So I think that's the beauty of it, too. Like, you would know how to, like, use your ability to also make songs. So, yeah.
If you're just tuning in, we have Cassius Tate in here. Going to be performing at Shuba's this Sunday as part of TNK Festival. Doing a bunch of new stuff off of his new album, Moments in Desire.
Yeah.
It came out in November, right?
Yeah.
It came out in November. With some really great stuff on there. Some really great features.
Thank you.
And I'm excited for you to see the reaction. You worked on this for a long time.
I did, yeah.
4 years, had a hard drive crash.
Oh, my God. You know?
Like, don't mean to bring it up, but you said it like it was nothing.
I know.
You know?
I try to treat it like it's nothing now, but yeah.
No, we know. Yeah. And so I'm excited for you to finally get to see, like, the fruits of your labor.
Thank you.
People in person getting to, like, jam to it.
Yeah.
And where could everyone follow you for more?
So, you know what I'm saying? Anywhere you got social media, you can follow me at Cassius Tay. That's C-A- S-S-I-U-S-T-A-E-C-A-S-S-I-U-S-T-A-E, Cassius Tay. Love to see y'all. Wherever y'all meet me, whether it's outside, on the internet, at a show, I'm going to be grateful regardless. So, you know what I'm saying? Whoever listening, whoever tuning in, hope y'all having an amazing, blessed day, and I hope y'all always living in every moment that y'all desire.
And let's have you, it's been a minute since we played your last song.
Yeah.
Let's put on Sacred Love. That's also in our system. Are you a big romantic, by the way?
Yeah, I think like, dang, am I? Maybe I am a lover boy.
Because,
but
like, it's
not like in a soft
moments
way.
Moments and Desire.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
All the titles are very lover boyish.
Yeah, and I think, I just like that vibe for real. I think it's just very much me. I think it comes off very, like, poetic, but I try to be more so. Maybe, I don't know what I try to be. I just be being myself for real. But that's just what I like for real. So, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Chicago, wherever you listening, it's Cassius Tay. You know what I'm saying? This is my favorite song off of my album, Alone in Blue Hour, which just came out before Moments in Desire. And this song's called Scared Love. Anybody scared to get themselves up to anybody, or, you know what I'm saying, scared to just trust again, just know you ain't the only one. You will find love again, and you will find yourself.
Say, I ain't scared of too much. Scared of losing myself, mainly like that's who you was. I was sure I could find the same, me entertaining some lust. To forget-
This segment was hosted and produced by Nudia Hernandez. It was edited by Morgan Sioka. Keep up with Vocalo on Instagram, X, and Facebook at Vocalo, and on TikTok at vocalo.radio.